Hey Fed Ed, Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing another Dunhill. If you tuned in last year, you saw we were pretty big on, or at least I was really big on, the Dunhill Selection Suprema. This is a follow-up release. This is the Dunhill Aged Maduro. Dunhill doesn't have a Maduro in their lineup, so this is going to be the first in their profile with a Maduro wrapper, which is kind of cool. Excited to smoke it, obviously. You can also tell it's a tiny guy. They've released this in three quite small sizes. Maravas, which is a 5 1/8 by 42, so it's really like a kind of a short Corona. A short Robusto, which is this guy, which is the 4 by 54. And I think it actually came in at a, when I was measuring my ring gauge, I think it actually came in at a 4 by 56, although it did have a little bit of play. So it's probably a 4 by 54, but you never know. MSRP in this bad boy is $10.45, which is a few bucks, but it is a Dunhill. And then a short Churchill, which is a 5.5 by 54. Not sure how that's a short Churchill, but a little bit about the cigar itself. It has a Sun Grown Lajero Maduro wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, Dominican filler, and these are sold in 10-count boxes, which I'm a big fan of. Obviously, when you're talking about a price point over 10 bucks, if you can offer in a 10-count box, that's a great offering. I'm a big fan of that. But let's get smoking. So talking about the wrapper here, I mean, there's no mistaking this is a Maduro wrapper. It's got that sort of saddle leather kind of leather to it. And if you know, if you smell a lot of Maduro wrappers, smell a lot of saddle leather, you know what I'm talking about. It's very distinct. Maybe some spices underneath that and some earthiness, but really it's just dominated by leather. And the foot, oh, that's interesting. Very sweet. Almost like a strawberry mixed with hay. Interesting. Tiny little guy. I'm kind of expecting the smoking time in this bad boy to be about an hour and 15 minutes-ish. So we'll get cracking here. If you want to see about my lighting and cutting method, you can tune in on the channel, and there's a video titled How I Light and Cut My Cigars. Great smoke production. Initial profile is exactly what I expect out of a nice Maduro cigar. Got some creaminess, got some leather, got a little bit of pepper, some spices. The draw on this is perfect, absolutely perfect. You can see just a tiny little V-cut on that. Check out the retrohale. Creamy, spices, less of the leather on the retrohale, more of the creaminess and spices. So we'll let this cigar settle in and see what other flavors come to the surface. Coming up on the 15-minute mark, and that leather that I was picking up on the regular draw really starting to settle in on the post-draw, lingering between draws. You can see the burn on this is, I mean, you would expect in a cigar of this caliber and that price, the burn is razor sharp. Very, very good start. Burning well. I think we're probably going to get just under an hour out of this cigar at the rate that it's burning. Again, we're only 15 minutes in and I'm about halfway through the first third already. So I'll check back in as the cigar progresses. Passing the 20-minute mark and the first third's already winding down. So the cigar is smoking very quickly. Might be a 45-minute smoke. I might have overestimated. There's a bit of a increased sweetness and a decrease in the leather as it moves towards the middle third. There's a little bit of earthiness picking up as we go to the middle third. Again, you can see the burn line on that is absolutely crystal clear. I'm probably going to knock that ash off just so it doesn't fall on my lap. Very much enjoying this first third here. So we'll see what the Dunhill Aged Maduro has to offer in the second third, in the middle third. Passing the 35-minute mark. There's some sweet nuttiness coming through on the retrohale now, on the regular draw. Some sweetness, still that earthiness underneath that. It's not very dominant. I know some cigars, when they're a Maduro blend, they tend to get some really sort of rough earthiness. This is more of a subdued earthiness. So we've got probably another 5 minutes here to the middle of the middle third, and we'll see if there's any changes. Otherwise, we'll probably be in the last third here in about 15 minutes. Passing the 15-minute mark and getting into the final third here. No real sharp flavor transitions just yet. Still really the same components on the retrohale, same components on the regular draw. Again, burning really, really well. So we'll see if the final third settles in here and what flavors come to the surface. Oh, there is a, I just noticed, there is a significantly delayed rough earthiness on the post-draw. Took 3-4 seconds there for it to kind of settle in, but definitely getting that on the post-draw. Passing the 55-minute mark here. It's kind of a chocolate creaminess there with some undercurrent of sweet nuttiness. Not much left on the cigar. As you can see, it's still burning quite well, but I have very little left here. So I'll probably be wrapping up the cigar review here pretty quick. wrapping up the review of the Dunhill Aged Maduro. Very interesting cigar. Not an inexpensive cigar, certainly by current standards, coming in at $10.25. I'm sure you can find it at your local B&M maybe for a more aggressive price than the MSRP, but I think what it satisfies is it's a Maduro within the Dunhill line, and the format is really nice for a short smoke. As I got 55 minutes out of it, I would expect most people to get around 45 minutes-ish out of it, depending on how leisurely you're smoking. If you enjoyed the review, give us an up, thumbs up, or upvote. Toss us a comment, or you can email me, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.